Thank God for on today. We bless God on this morning. Good morning, Elder Prevost. We thank God for Elder Prevost on this morning. We thank God for Pastor Smothers on this morning. The watchman is on with us this morning. We thank God for him. And so we just want to bless the Lord tomorrow. We got Women's Day tomorrow. Bernie will be your host all day tomorrow. And it'd be a great, glorious time in the women as we continue the prayer revival. And men, we'll be there to support the women of God on tomorrow as they go forth on tomorrow. We thank God for them, the women, all the women of God all over the place. We thank God for them on today. So much to pray for at this time. We want to continue to lift up the earthquake down there in the Los Angeles area. And so I'm going to ask a few people to pray this morning. We won't be for you long praying this morning. Then we're going to go into a quick sermonette this morning. Because I didn't deliver yesterday, but we had delivered on today for a short time. And then we open the line up for your point of view for a second. And then we're going to go to our ending scripture on today. If there's any testimonies or praise reports, somebody want to give a testimony or praise report, make sure you can text me and I'll make sure that we get those in. We give Bernie those opportunity to present those, open the line for that, for those opportunities. We never want to cease to not give you your praise report, because it's what the line is supposed to be all about too, is getting breakthroughs and getting praise, giving praise reports. And so you know how effective their prayers is. I would like to know sometimes how my effective my prayers is, even if they don't show up right here on the line. At least I can see it on television or see it, hear it in somebody else's life, or if I'm on another line, hear a praise report for something that I've been praying for. I get joy out of that too, because I know my prayers was some part of that smoke that went up into the sweet smell of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank God for praise reports and testimonies and what God has brought you through. So at this time, we're going to take some prayer requests on this morning. The line is now open for your prayer requests. And then we're going to ask Pastor Smothers to pray for Pastor Elder Prevost. I'm going to ask Elder Prevost to pray for Minister BJ. I'm going to ask Minister BJ to pray for Apostle Thomas. I'm going to ask Apostle Thomas to pray for Apostle Deborah Hubbard. And we're going to ask Apostle, are we going to ask Evangelist Bernie to pray for Apostle Davis? We're going to ask Apostle Davis to pray for the pastors of today, her pastor, Pastor Motley, and so forth. And then we're going to ask EDCS to pray for myself, pray for her, and the entire line. Get on board with that in Jesus' name. That will be our prayer lineup on today. Then we will go into a short sermonette. And then we will ask for prayer requests and praise reports. If there isn't any, we would depart from the line on today with ending scripture rendered by Desmond Burnett on today. Amen. Amen on today. And if there's anyone else on the line that I didn't mention that like to pray, feel free. Feel free to give me a text, and we will get you in to pray. Hallelujah. I will text you back, and you will rejoin right in into the prayer for today. So let's get our affectionate, fervent prayers out, and let's oil up our throats and hands and our praise and worship, and let's go to the throne of grace on today, this morning. And we will start off with our prayers, our prayer requests. Will there be any prayer requests on today?
Praise the praise, praise the praise. Pray for EVCS and Elder Donald and for my family. Thank you. Pray for raise the praise. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Will there be another praise prayer request?
Yes. Brother Smothers here. Pray for me and mine. Pray for all the saints in the body of Christ. Pray for the nation of Israel. Pray that we bless the nation of Israel. Pray that God's will be done, even though we know it will be done. That is in our general prayer. Pray that we be obedient to God's voice, that we walk in love, and that we all come in agreement with one another as the body of Christ should.
Amen. Amen. Will there be another prayer request? Another prayer request. Will there be another?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Well, I guess everyone is doing well this morning in the prayer request. Well, I'm going to render the prayer request. We're going to lift up this nation on today. We're going to lift up this prayer line on today. We're going to come against all the fiery darts and the wiles of the devil on today. We just want to lift up, come against depression and suicide on today.
Yes,
we want to lift up hunger. We want to lift up hunger and homelessness on today. We also want to keep Bishop Alexis lifted up on today.
Yes,
Bishop Page on today. We want to keep him lifted up.
Hallelujah.
And we also want to lift up Prophet Hubbard on today and his family. And we want to lift up Pastor Shockey on today. We thank God for her. And so we just want to lift up the gay and lesbian community. We come against that spirit. We come against that spirit of murder, suicide, adultery, fornicating. We come against those spirits on today. Lying, extortioners. We want to come against anything that's against the kingdom of God. We come against it on today.
That's right.
We want to lift up the name of the Lord, the strong tower on today. We want to come lift Sister May May up. Lift Evangelist Howard. Keep her lifted up on today. We want to lift up the mothers, Sister Kathy, Evangelist Kathy Hill on today, the mothers of all the churches on today. We want to keep them lifted up on today. Mother Willis, we want to keep the foundation of faith. The respective church homes on today and congregations, we want to lift them up. We want to lift up our young adults on today. We want to lift up these teenagers. We want to lift up, come against child molesters, pedophiles. We want to lift that up before God and eradicate it, turn around. We want to lift up cancer, diabetes, any other disease that may come into the body of today. All these things, these infirmities on today, and God will eradicate them, especially those that dwell in the Holy Ghost. There's no room. We want to lift up Apostle Leon today, and we want to lift up the ladies of L.A., the earthquake that went forth down there last night, overnight.
Everyone
is safe and sound, and we want to lift up the natural disasters on today. As we go before the throne of grace, we want to lift up the Bankston residents on today. And so if there's anything else that I may have forgot, we want to lift up jobs and marriages. And God will put marriages back together, that God will continue to strengthen marriages where they're weak, marriages that's on the ledge, marriages that's on the fence, that God will reel them back in, that restore the love, those that exist in marriages, that he will increase their love in the marriage. He will increase the want to stay together in the marriage. Lift up the families on today, broken families, that God will repair the broken families on today, that he will rid of the division in the families on today, that they will be unified and together. We thank God for them. We want to lift up parents on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Parents need to be lifted up today. And we want to lift up Brother DeRatio on today. We want to also tell you to lift up Minister Joe. We thank God for Minister Joe on today, men of valor. And we want to lift up Lady Prevost on today. So we can keep lifted up our situations and circumstances that we're in right now, and that God will step in, show up, and show out in them. So we just thank God. I want to lift up my children, lift
yes,
up my grandchildren
God.
Today. I want to lift up
all of your children, Father God.
I want to lift up my wife on today. Thank God for her. Thank God for lift up the Michelle Grant family on today so that God will eradicate that cold and fever. And we thank God that her for that he will touch Rissa on today and the other children, Damaris and Alicia and Danielle. We thank God for them. So we just want to lift up everything that's walking upright with God on today, and the saints of God in Jesus' name on today. Will there be another prayer request before we go to the throne of grace?
I'm going to lift up Apostle Bailey, and Mother Bailey, Elder William Gordon also.
Amen. 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 We will lift them, Pastor Williams on today too. We want to lift, make sure we lift them. Pastor Bailey on today, Bishop Whitfield on today. We want to continue. We thank God for all the prayer requests on today. And now we're going to start it off again. We start off with Pastor Smothers praying for
Elder Prevost.
Praying for Elder Prevost. Elder Prevost will pray for Minister BJ on today, and Minister BJ will pray for Apostle Thomas on today. We start off with that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's come together
Amen.
In prayer this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Smothers, in your hand.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you humbly, Father God, knowing that I don't deserve anything but just. But we thank you right now, Father God, for your love and your mercy. Father God, I lift up Elder Prevost, Father God. I make my petition known unto you, praying and hoping, Father God, that I'm praying according to your will. Now, Father God, you know him. You have put your spirit within him, Father God, and he has shown himself unto me to be worthy. But, Father, you know. You know whether he walk in truth. You know whether he walk in light or not, Father God. But we see physically, but you see spiritually, Father. You read the hearts and minds of man. Father God, we just ask that you continue the blessing, Father God. Give him those things that you want to give him. I may request for $1 million for him, Father God, but you know what is best for him. But we ask that you continue to lead, guide, and protect him, and protect all that he loves, Father God. Give him more of your spirit, Father God, so that he could be a light upon the hill, Father God. Let him speak your words.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
He's clicked on. Elder Prevost, you can step in.
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord. Lord, we lift up Pastor BJ unto you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her, Lord, mind, body, and soul. Continue to touch her, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. Continue, Lord, hallelujah, elevating her in the spirit. Hallelujah. Continue elevating her in the earth. Lord, we thank you right now for the ministry that she has and everything that she is doing. Lord, we thank you right now for her faithfulness, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Just for this wonderful woman of God that you have blessed us. Hallelujah. To come into our lives. Pour back into her the virtue that she pours out on everyone every day, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, continue, Lord, making her a light. Hallelujah. Unto the world. And Lord, we thank you right now for manifesting yourself in her life in a mighty way, Lord. And we praise you. We magnify you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. And Lord, touch Pastor Smothers as well, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to mold him and shape him. Lead him and guide him. And Lord, we just praise you, magnify you, and lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Smothers back here. Did I must have dropped off the line some kind of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. We get you right back here, Pastor Smothers. Mr. BJ, go ahead.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Father, for waking us up in our right mind. We thank you for the prayers and the dynamic prayers that have gone forth. Hallelujah. We pray, Father, if there's anything in our life that shouldn't be, hallelujah, take it out. Hallelujah, that we will hear your word this morning clear and true in the name of Jesus, Father. You said you would have us to walk by faith and not by sight. If I lift up Apostle Thomas this morning, Lord, a woman of God that loves you dearly, hallelujah, from the bottom of our heart, we just thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it, Lord, the fellowship, even of this prayer line, God. Take her through, hallelujah, the trials and tribulations that she goes through. Bring her out in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for one of her sons that had turned around his life, hallelujah, that has come back to you in the fold, Father. We thank you, and I pray for her daughters hallelujah. This morning, Lord, hallelujah, that you continue to lift them up, hallelujah, with salvation and earnestness in the way, Father. I thank you for her life in general, Lord, those that I've met on this line that are my prayer partners. Father, we just thank and we praise you, Lord, the things that she's poured out into others, pour back into her. Bless the convocation that is coming up, and God, help her as she goes about writing up the certificates and all those things that need to be done to bring about a revival in the convocation. I thank you, and I praise you for her life, her health, and her strength. Oh, glory be to God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the tips of her toes, and I'll give you the praise, glory, and honor, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Go
ahead, Pastor
Smothers. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne, Father God, seeking not only mercies for me, but also for all of mine. Father, I lift up Elder Prevost, Father God, one you know, Father God, as you know all of us, Father God. We thank you this morning for breath of life. We ask, Father God, that you keep Elder Prevost in the way, Father God. Help him to follow you perfectly, Father God. Give him those things that you have for him, Father God. Help him to continue to be a man of God, a child of God, a servant of God, Father God. You know his needs, Father God. Bless him with those things that you know are most beneficial for him. Bless his wife. Bless his children. Bless all those that he loves, Father God, that are walking according to your way, Father God. Let him be not only a speaker of your word, but a doer of your word. Father, help him to continue to bless others when he speaks your truth, Father God. For surely I perceive that he loves you, Father God. He has surrendered things, Father God, things that wasn't beneficial for him and have accepted you and your way as the way to life, Father God. I believe he seeks you with all his heart, Father God. I believe he loves all of us, Father God. Because I see what he do, Father God. I hear his words. I feel his spirit, Father God. Now, Father God, according to your will, not my will, have your way in his life, Father God. For it is your will to bless all of your children. So we just petition you, Father God, to continue to bless and keep him. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen. And thank you, Father, for this day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. EDCS.
Precious and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We come before your throne of glory on this morning with nothing but praise and thanksgiving for this your manservant, Minister Raymond Thurman. We just thank you for his diligence on today. We thank you for his commitment. We thank you for the visions that you've given him and ask you to help him to bring him to pass, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to provide the wherewithal to do it, provide the knowledge and the wisdom that he needs to go further in your work and do your will. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that you place upon his life and the burden that you've given him for prayer and for others, Lord. And we ask you now to take him even higher, Lord. Take him even higher in the things of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him day by day. Renew his strength day by day in the name of Jesus. We even ask you to look upon his marriage now, Lord, and let it be truly anointed and to your glory and to your honor and your praise, and let wonderful things be birthed out of it, Lord. Bless him in his natural sense, Lord. Whatever it is that he put his hands on, God, give the increase over it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even search him, Lord. If you find anything not like you, Lord, take it out. But, Lord, cover him with your grace and your mercy today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And help us to all just line up together and work in harmony, Lord. Take anything that's hindering the operation of your spirit out of the brotherhood right now, Lord. Help us to all just be yoked up together so that we can move this forward, increase the prayer line, increase the sunshine prayer line, increase all those that are involved, all those that are connected to it, Lord. Let your spirit flows freely, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, for bringing us into his path, Lord, for bringing us into each other's path, Lord. Let it continue to be one that flourishes and one that grows, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And we'll just thank you. We'll give you the glory and we'll give you the honor, God. We will raise the praise in Jesus Christ's name. Thank God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Apostle Davis.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Father, we just want to thank you. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We thank you for letting us see, arise to see another day. Lord, the day wasn't coming, but we just want to give you the glory and the praise this morning. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you. We thank you for your love, God of Oshana. We thank you for each one on this line, Lord. Lord, let us get aboard Shana. Let us come together as one on this line, Lord. You take your Holy Ghost fire and anoint each one of us this day out through the week, Lord. Let's anoint us with your Holy Ghost fire like never before. Lord, I pray on my apostle before you, Lord, continue to bless her like never before. Lord, bless every pastor on the aboard Shana, the head aboard Shana. Bless every leader, Lord, not only my pastor, but bless every leader like never before. Bless every pastor on this line. Bless every pastor on this line. Bless every evangelist on this line. Bless every one of your servants on this line, Lord. We give you the praise. We lift you up today. We magnify you, Lord. Not only this line, bless your people everywhere, Lord. Bless our son. Bless our fellow like never before. And Lord, we will give you the glory because David said, bless the Lord at all times. And Lord, we shall bless you at all times. And we just want to thank you. We can't thank you now because you are worthy to pray. This I ask in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Benjamin Burnett. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. Burnett. Birdie.
Okay, somebody needs to mute their phone, please.
Somebody needs to mute their phone. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mercy and the grace and the mercy, hallelujah, that you bestowed upon us on today, Lord. Lord, we lift up Apostle Betty Davis on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you cover her, Lord, on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Cover her with your blood, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless her going in and her coming out, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. See dear heart. Lord, we ask that you continue to hallelujah. To open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that she won't have room enough to contain, Lord, for her faithfulness, Lord. Bless her for her faithfulness, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you know that what she have need of, Lord. Lord, we ask that you move on that need on today, Lord. Lord, and we thank you in advance, hallelujah, for answering the need on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord. Lord, we ask that you break everything, break everything that is not of you, that is operating on this line, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to be in the midst of our line, Lord, our prayer lines, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you rule and reign on the prayer lines, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you cover our children on today, Lord, and our grandchildren, Lord, as they're going out, hallelujah, hallelujah, see, to and fro on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you bind every terrorist spirit from operating on the schoolyards, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, seek it in the under your soul. Lord, I lift up my pastor, hallelujah, apostle, hallelujah, under your feet, Beverly, hallelujah, see the motley, Lord, touch the motleys on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, cover the motleys on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we ask that you touch, hallelujah, apostle, hallelujah, to meet the base in order, under your feet, Lord, cover her on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we even ask you to touch apostle Leo today, Lord, cover her on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, continue to, hallelujah, feed you, continue to touch that, the apostles, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, cover the apostles, Lord, near and far, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we even ask you to cover, hallelujah, prophet Herbert, Lord, hallelujah, continue to download in his spirit that which you have for the prayer conference, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, seek it there, let your will be done in that conference, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we even ask you to touch the hallelujah, see, the holy convocation, Lord, in L.A., Lord, let your will be done in that also, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you in advance, Lord, we give you all honor and praise and glory, Lord, Lord, I even ask you to cover my husband on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, cover with your blood, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord, and what you're already doing in our lives, Lord, thank you, Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is anyone else on the line would like to pray just at this time before I pray? Apostle Thomas, are you there? Hallelujah. Lord, we just going to continue on, Father God. We thank you on today, God, for what you're doing and what you have already done. We thank you for the prayers that went forth on today, Father. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Father God, for what you have done in our lives right now, God. You woke us up this morning, closed in our right minds, God. Lord, we thank you right now as we come before the throne of grace with our needs, concerns, Father God, our expectations, Father God, our burdens to be lifted on today. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you've already done, Father. We thank you right now that your word is true, God, and that we can come to you and lean on you today, God, as you are leading, so holding on to you like Jacob on today, God. You heard the request of your people today, God. So we thank you right now, God, that you have already moved, God, that it's already done, Father. And we thank you right now that in the spirit realm, God, and that it will break through in the natural today, Father. Thank you right now, Lord, for turning lives around right now, God. Those that are in distress today, God, you said that you would hear them, God, and you would deliver them out of all the confusion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that you never left us nor forsake us, Father God, and you've always been there standing by, Father God. Today, God, for your precious gifts, Father God, and your right standing spirit, Father God, in our hearts today, Father God, we thank you on today, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you today, God, that you bless this line today, God. And we thank you right now for lifting up every prayer request today, that they come diligently, Lord. We thank you right now that you say in your word, you are the rewarder of them who diligently seek you. So, God, I tell you right now, God, bless everyone on this line, God. As you see their earnest, God, you see that determination, God. You see their fight, God. You see that push, God. You see it right now, God. It looks low, Father. We thank you right now that you're helping. And outstretched hands, Father God, with all power and might right now. Bless right now, God, the people right now. now, God, that's standing in the need of strength today, God. Standing in the need of prayer today, God. Standing in the need of finances today, God. We pray over everyone's finances today. It takes finances to invest the kingdom. It takes finances to live, God. So we thank you right now, God, that you, Father, that you deliver the finances that's needed to each and every family. You deliver the healing right now. You deliver the rich restoration right now. You deliver right now, God, all that's needed right now. We declare and decree, calling these things which be not as though they are today, God, because we are prayer answering God today, God, to lift up, God, show up and show out in folks' lives today, God. In your people's lives today, even the unjust today, Father God, that they would turn and say, Father, thank you right now. That somebody would just say thank you, that ain't said thank you in much, Father God. That ain't said thank you in you. Not acknowledge you, Father. We thank you right now, God. We acknowledge you every morning. Your holy name right now, God, because you are worthy and greatly to be praised, God. So, Lord, send your healing blessing out right now, God. Lord, send your word out that can't return to your voice today, God. We thank you that it will accomplish everything right now. Not one child of King, Lord, will be dismissed today, Father God. But Lord, you will elevate, Father God. You will motivate today, Father God. And you will congratulate, Father God, the breakthrough that you will be congratulated today, God. You will be appreciated today, God. You say you will be our God. It will be your Jesus. So God, thank you right now, God, for what you're doing right now. Your prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We know sickness or disease will overcome us or overtake us today, God. But we thank you right now that you've been all of our enemies today. And we thank you that you're the most holy God. We thank you that you will pour out your death of anointing upon our lives today, God. Lord, we thank you that every prayer request, God, holy convocation, children, marriages, families. We thank you right now that you God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. There's nothing too hard for most of us. You're the God of all things. And so, God, come on now and touch right now. Come on now and deliver right now, God. Let the Holy Ghost run rapid right now. Let the Holy Ghost run through and fail in this God. Let us hear our
yes, Lord.
Let us keep our eyes stayed upon you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of to even do anything. And we thank you right now. Our God is in control right now. So we thank you right now, Father, that you will reign, God, and you will continue to reign on you, Father God. You will continue to suffer with you, God. You will continue to suffer with you, God. Hallelujah, that you will be all the glory, God. So come on, Lord Jesus, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask the Spirit, God, lift up the candles today, God. Lift up bow down here today, God. We pray for Prophet Erlene and today, God. Lift her up today, God. We thank you right now, God. We pray for Evangelist Howard, Sister Maynay today. We pray right now for EBCS. We pray for Sister Rachel today. We pray for Apostle Thomas today. We pray for Miss Hubbard today, God. So come on, God.
Hallelujah.
You can do it right now, God. We know you're able right now, God. We know you're able, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Lord,
thank you,
God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Street corners today, God. Come on, God. We thank you right now, God. Show yourself strong and mighty today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the
merciful Father.
Name of Jesus. Thank you.
Merciful
God.
Father.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgiving Father. A loving Father. A Father that is faithful, Father. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, God. We bless your holy name.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, hallelujah, we just want to thank God for today.
Yeah,
you know,
God,
I just got one thing to say, you know, today. We're going to let the Holy Spirit just rest upon us on today. And, I'm sorry right now. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The level is a lie right now, but you know, the devil is a lie right now. This is, you know, I got enough word in me so I can remember, and I got enough saints on the line to cover me right now at with a scripture that I cannot seem to find, and I just taught on it yesterday. And so I just want to say that. You know, and I'm a paraphrase, and I mean, anyone that got the Bible out in front of them that knows what I'm going with this, just feel free to give me the correction on the correct scripture, because we don't want to misquote the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And, but the thing about it is that, you know, and he started off the Lord Jesus. As a matter of fact, just give me the. Somebody just give me the book. I know it's in the book of Luke. I just can't think. I'm just so wound up right now.
You were talking
about
yesterday. Luke 5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Luke 5.
Was it Luke 5 when he talked about the wine? It was the wine in the new bottles.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say that we can't put... old garments and new garments cannot dwell together. And it just say new garments for say what you're wearing. It's the old you and the new you cannot dwell, cohabitate together. You cannot be a new man in Christ and still perform in the old way.
All right.
There's no way it can happen. We have to be, you can't put the new wine, that's the new spirit in you.
Yeah.
Harbor in the new vessel, in the old vessels, the old way. Yeah, we in this body, but we in this body, we are supposed to be new creatures of God. We're supposed to be renewed every day. We're supposed to be renewing of our minds. The key word in renewing is what? New. We're supposed to be new every day. We cannot, there's nowhere in the world that I can call myself a new man and still doing the things of old.
Amen.
There's no way that I could be going to the club. There's no way I could be womanizing. There's no way I can do all these things and call myself a new man. Because when I put that new man in that old man in that new bottle, well, guess what? It's, the Lord said it's going to spill. It's going to burst and it's going to spill.
Yeah.
And so when you're trying to be a new man, and you still operating the old man, it's just like when a woman meets a man that say he's saved. As sometime or later, Apostle Lee, you're going to see that old man come out, that so-called new man.
Right. He's going to start
operating in his old ways. He's going to start doing the old things of old, because that's all he knows is the old ways. But at some point, it's going to burst at the seams. The Lord's word said, the old garments cannot dwell into the new wineskins. Well, that's us. We're in this body that we're in. We're in this body because this is the body of flesh. I tell you, when you got saved, when I got saved, guess what? Our flesh didn't get saved.
Amen.
Yes.
Our flesh is not saved. Our flesh is not sanctified. It's our spirit that's supposed to be sanctified, not our flesh. That's why ain't no flesh no glory in front of the Lord. Somebody, no friends will be standing in front of the Lord. And that's why our new wine, watch this, our new wine, which is our new man, our renewed man, our different man, is going to stand in front of the Lord, because we go drop out these old vessels. We're coming out of here. And we go dwell with the Most High, with the immortal body on us. The one that has no spot or blemish.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of saints is operating in the old wine.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking the old wine, drinking that old Kool-Aid, still acting in the ways that they used to act, and still in the pulpit acting the way they used to, still womanizing, still up there preaching the word of God for new reasons, but old ways, mm-hmm. though. The new reasons is I got to have me a baby mama, a boot thing, a piece on the side, all that still goes on in the pulpit. That's the old wine trying to fit itself in new bottles. You can't do it. The Lord say there's no way the old can accommodate the new.
No.
There's no way. And the new can't accommodate the old. You can't be a new man or a woman and operate in the ways that we used to operate.
Right, all right.
Hallelujah. We got to walk. I wish I had the scripture in front of me, because there's some more things I want to touch on.
I can read it for you.
You got it, yeah.
Who's that, PDCS?
And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent. Mm-hmm. And the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man
that's
put new wine
to,
with a bottle.
Right there, EVCS. It don't agree. The new and the old do not agree.
All right.
There's no way. Look here. That's why the word says, fresh water and salt water cannot come from the same fountain.
Amen, amen.
You cannot be talking the Holy Ghost out of one side of your mouth and cursing out the other. It just don't mix. It's boiling water.
That's right.
So I just wanted to speak on that just a little bit. We're not going to run the time over today. I just wanted to say that today. We had a good time in prayer, and that's what it's supposed to be on today. I just want us to walk. I believe we are new creatures. Let's continue. It's a renewing. What did the word say? Somebody tell me what the word said. The word said renewing of the mind every day. We got to renew ourselves. This, just because we got filled with the Holy Ghost, God can take the Holy Ghost away from us.
Come on now.
It's His. It's His. And look, your cup can be running over with the Holy Ghost. All of us, every apostle, every evangelist, pastor on this line right now is standing with a cup full of the Holy Ghost. But you start acting up and see how empty that cup gets.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
You start walking in unforgiveness and backbiting and all the stuff that you're doing, you go feel a slippage. And you go feel it.
That's right.
So I just wanted to say today, look, saints, I know we all saved, and I'm not doubting. Because who am I to doubt who's saved and who's not? I'm not the judge. I'm going to say like my grandfather said, I'm not the judge. You know, I hope everyone is saved. I hope everyone is living the life. I don't have no problems with it. Ain't my heaven to put you in. Definitely ain't my hell, and I don't want to see you there. Because I ain't going to be there. And you ain't going to see me. So, and we got to remember the attacks that we come under. Some of them are severe that we come under. You know why? Because we were generals in the kingdom of darkness. We were somebody in the kingdom of darkness. And guess what? We somebody in the kingdom of light, too. That's why the attacks are so heavy, because we are threats to the kingdom of darkness. We got the potential. We got the cup. We got the wine that the people that's lost go sit, and they go become awakened to what's going on. That's why the attacks on us are so great. I didn't understand that for a long time. Why the devil after me so bad? I know why he's so bad, because I am a threat to darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I am a shed to darkness. And darkness can't stand when light around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Walk in your house when it's pitch dark and cut on the light. It's light everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I just wanted to put that out there today. Tomorrow, we probably go a little bit more in depth, but the Holy Ghost is running today, and we're going to let it run because we have a prayer revival. That's the foremost thing. We're going to get back to prayer and keep prayer. Forget sometimes all these speakers and carry on. I love them and all, but we're going to go to prayer. That's what we need to do. We got enough speakers on the line. We got enough speakers. We got great speakers. We got great illustrators. We got great people that can bring a word, you know. And sometimes I feel like, you know, why do I have to go get other people to speak? Well, sometimes I do it because I don't want to burn you out. You know, I don't want to burn you out. And I want you to be fresh all the time and with a fresh word. But it's going to be sometimes we're going to elect some of you. We're going to pick some of you. God's going to lead some of you to speak all week long because you got a word in you. And we thank God for all the people that God has brought to speak. We just want to be renewed. We got to be renewed every day as thankful God. And let's just remember that. Let's bind down in prayer. We have to pray together. You got to have a love to pray. You got to have a love for God to pray. And some saints ain't got that love that's needed to pray. And you can tell in your prayer life. Everybody don't pray the same. Everybody don't pray the word, bring the word the same. But there's something in the way you bring the word that you hear. You hear what you need to hear in the word. You hear that person is seasoned. You hear that person got a great word in them. That person leads you for more. Some people got unique kind of ways to pray, and the women of, what is that, the Wailing Women of Tennessee, they got one prayer warrior on there, and I never heard that kind of style of praying. So everybody is unique in their own way. It's not a contest. It's not a contest, and that's what saints got to get out of. It's not a contest. It's not a contest. Nobody's a... You know, it's anointing. You know, nobody should be worried about nobody's anointing. Listen, if my anointing is down, help me lift it up. I'm not worried about what Bernie can do. People used to say, well, you know, and people got nerve to ask me stupid stuff like this. You know, your new co-host is just dominating the line with prayer. He's killing it. Good. Because I've been killing it for 6 months. I've been killing it for 6 months. I need to pray. Let her pray her praise out. I do not care. You didn't see me. Nobody on this line ever seen me try to jump in upstage. Bernie, it's been times that me and Bernie have came together and said we're going to pray together. She's the Holy Ghost took over her. I said, ain't no need for me to be there. What do I need to come back behind her for?
Right.
You know? Because I'm not worried about that mess. That's a mess. I'm going to be jealous of somebody helping out the line with me. You know, I'm just that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be jealous of them. We can't be jealous of one another at all. We in this to lift up each other. I'm not jealous of Elder Prevo. I love Prevo. Mm-hmm. I tune in to listen to Prevo talk. I tease him about being long-winded. I tease mothers. I tease all of them about it. That's
amen,
me.
Amen.
You know, but I like hearing they word. I like hearing Bishop Alexis how he turned things around and give you the other side. I like hearing my man Paige. I like hearing those guys. I like hearing Apostle Davis. I like hearing Apostle Leap, how she brought a word about the Eagles. I never heard it that way.
Yes.
You know, I love BJ, her word. It's a word for everybody got their uniqueness. Let it shine.
Yes.
Let it shine. That's all it is right there. We're not jealous of one another at all, and we're not going to be. We're just not going to be. Oh, this is why. We're going to be together. We new wine now. We new wine. We not old wine no more. We new wine in new vessels and new bottles, new wine skin. That's how God called us to be. That's all I have to say on tonight. Anybody got something to say? We're going to, if not, anybody can say anything at this time. If you don't have anything to say, a praise report, a testimony, anything at this time. If not, just give God a praise before we go to our end of scripture. Just give God a hallelujah. A bridge of love between all of us that's on this line right now. Some had to get off and whatnot. Even those. If it wasn't for real love, it wouldn't be this. It wouldn't be this at all.
Amen.
Because when you don't love, it just wouldn't be this. You know, and sometimes our friendships and our relationships have been tested.
Amen.
As in anything. But yes. Relationships are built on the worst times, not the good times, because everything is going good. Relationships are built on the worst times. Then you see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a marriage. When the chips get down and a husband lost his job, then you go see what kind of wife you got. Same thing with a wife, with a husband. You go see what kind of man that's going to stick in your corner. When you get breast cancer, you go see what kind of man you got.
Amen. Amen to that.
You know? So his relationships are built on the worst time. Sometimes you got to have some, you go have some worst times to see. It's a test to see how a marriage will stand, a relationship, how fragile families are. That's why you got families the way they is right now, because there was no true love between them. And that's what I learned to see. Love covers a multitude of faults and everything. When you got love, you can go right through it when you love somebody,
amen.
No matter what. So I just thank God for revelation, understanding, and realizing what I need to realize in my life. To be a part of life. I'm not a fake person. I don't know how to be fake. I tell you exactly how I feel about anything. I ain't getting a whooping. I'm not getting a whooping. Only person gonna whoop me is daddy upstairs. But I don't know how to be fake and phony with you. I like you how I like you. I love you how I love you. Some of you I love, but I don't like you too much.
Amen, amen.
it's a difference. I got to love you. And we'll go out my way for you. But some things you may not like about me, but you got to love me, though.
Yeah.
You know? And I can take the finger point right back at me. I got thick skin. I joke around, and I can take joking around. Hallelujah. So I just thank God that we get to the point where we are real bona fide saints in God, and that's going to resonate. It's going to take some time because people don't like truth. People don't like real people. People rather shuck and jive with you and all that stuff, jive time with you and lie to you. They like that type of stuff, but people that's true, they don't like it. Well, they didn't like the truth when he walked the earth either. They did not like the truth. They hung the truth on the cross. And hurry up and try to get him out of here. So we just thank God for being true and that we all have the word of God within us on today. So that's all I have on today. We go bless the line and depart. Nobody have a testimony.
Amen. Praise God, Minister Ray. I hate to interrupt you. Praise God. But if you could get my number out to the facilitators, or I can get it out to them on the line, praise God, and they can send me their email addresses. I can send them a free download of today's service, praise God.
Amen.
right.
Oh, yeah. I'll get anybody that called me, I'll get it out, or I'll just send it out for you on today. We'll do that. So we always have a communication. Dr. Dick suggested something that we do, is that, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to text out a list of everybody, numbers, you know, that's facilitators and, you know, organizers and stuff like that. We all have each other's number to call at a time. And so that way everyone has everyone's number. Because that's part of the sharing of prayer lives. So we want everybody to have they just do. It's not one person. It's a multitude of people. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody is somebody in God. And we treat, I treat everybody as such. I take everyone's opinion to everything, and not just your opinion. If it goes in that puzzle, piece of the puzzle goes in the puzzle, well, then we put it in there. You know, that's just how we have to do. And we should hope that the church do the same thing. That's what's wrong with the church. They don't want to take nobody's opinion because everybody is on their own thing and whatnot. So we want to be an example to the churches and stuff. And I believe churches go turn around. When it gets down to it, brass tacks, it's going to turn around. People's going to refilled with the Holy Ghost. And people are going to walk the straight and narrow and the tight rope. I just believe it. I just believe it. I just think some people just weren't too ready to come out the world and been misled and misguided and mistaught. But somebody, God's word is sharp, quick, and powerful. It's going to turn some folks around. So we just thank God and believe and trust God that we keep doing what we're doing. Watch what happens. Watch God show up and show out. Well, that'd be the end of today. Tomorrow is Women's Day. Pray that all the women participate in the Women's Day. Bertie would be your host for tomorrow. You're not going to hear me on tomorrow at all. So I think Bertie and EVCS will do the honors on tomorrow. You know what, Smart Alex?
The Lord. I'm just with you, right?
Me laugh.
I'm just with you, brother.
And we got some Smart Alex on the line.
That's right.
I do want to say that I really, really urge that with the word coming for this strong on this line, this church is being built up so strong on this line. I really urge that people, if they can, open a PayPal account so that we can also minister effectively in our carnal things. You know, some people have needs, and, you know, as we can hear those needs and we can supply those needs through a PayPal account, you know, we can make our contributions and give donations to each other's ministries and help assist, because all our love is and all our words is just love until we put some real action behind it. And some of us can't go to California, but we can send something to California, you know, and we want our giving to be with our speaking. And so I'm urging people to get a PayPal account if that's okay with you. Dr. Ray, that we can minister effectively to one to another in other ways as well.
Amen.
We could put that,
amen.
We could talk about that on our, we definitely put that on the Saturday meetings with the facilitators all, and get everybody, you know, input on it. You know, I tell you, I mean, anything that sounds good and that we can make happen within our power, I'm with that. With that, you know, whatever we can do, our outreach, we can, you know, touch people from North Carolina all the way back to Pomona, California down here. People are hungry in all points in between. So whatever we can do it, you know. So we'll put that on Saturday's agenda, too, and to talk about that, let you elaborate more how to work. I don't know everything, so we could come together. Some of y'all know about this stuff, so here's the time to implement things like that. So we can get some things done. So we can have a little money to move. It takes money to make things happen in the kingdom. So we'll keep that on the ballot on for our agenda on Saturday. So if anything else, if not, we'll let Bernie close us out on today.
Amen. Amen. This is Apostle Thomas. Good morning, all. And I do want to just add, Minister Ray, that if we would continue to pray for our churches. And I think it's that they may not even know why they operate in the manner that they operate in. Is because if you go outside and if you begin to look up at the churches and you see those tall steeples on the church and what those steeples really represent. So, and not only that, but and some of them is come up, it's like a pyramid. And so the enemy is saying, you may be on the inside, but I got you covered. It's because that represents me. You're representing me, and you don't even know that you're representing me because I am in control. I control what's up under there, what's in this underneath where I am, and that's just dead bodies that is still just walking around breathing. So there is much prayer is needed for the churches. Minister Ray, you know what that monument means that sits over there in Vatican and in Washington. That same monument that sits there is the same monument that is on top of these churches that with a cross on top of it. Look around. Look up and see what's going on. The enemy has got a whole lot of people fooled. They think certain things is pretty, and a lot of things represent that I'm a Christian, and we need to watch and what a Christian is. So it's a lot of things. He says, God said he don't want his peoples to be ignorant. And so let us open our eyes and see what's going on in this world. And we need to begin to educate in each and every one. And if we can just continue to get the word out, then some of these things that the enemy has us doing, we will stop. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 And that's, and you know, and again, you know, that's the book of Revelation. You know, everything that she said, we can go to Revelations and pick it out. You go to Revelations and get it. You go through some scripture in the Bible and get it. That's why we had it. We might have to go visit Revelations again. We might have to just do it again. And because this is very important. We live in this time, saints. We live in this time where this is, we live in Revelation. We live in obviously, what's the root word of Revelation? Reveal. A lot of things are being revealed unto us.
Amen.
We cannot discount these things. We cannot be ignorant to the word. I know that, you know, I it wasn't popular for us to bring it out on the prayer line, but this is the conversation that God wants us to have. This is part of it. It ain't just, God ain't so black and white. I always say that. It just ain't so black and white that it's saved or unsaved. No, we got to rightfully divine the truth. And what is happening to the churches and what's happening on top of the churches, in the churches, behind the scenes at the churches, is happening. It's happening. We cannot be deceived. You don't want to walk in deception. You don't want to walk in deception. So it's our job as saints. You know, I can't tell you, look, get in that car at the top of the hill and drive down to the bottom of the hill. It's 500 yards straight down, and be careful, there's a brick wall at the end. What I told you, I didn't. But what I didn't tell you is that the car don't got no brakes. So I got it. You know, the car ain't got no brakes at the end, so you're not going to stop. And to get there, when you pick it up 500 feet of speed straight down a cliff, that's where some of us are heading to, like a skier. We headed down a slope where there is no stopping. So we gotta open up each other's eyes. You may not grasp it right away, but listen, you can go to the scriptures. You can go to the scriptures. I mean, it's plain and simple what God is saying right there. He's letting you know what's going on and what is to come and what's happening right now. We talk about it again. I'm going to pray about it. Ask God if we need to. We have to get some more voices on Revelation. Apostle Thomas was out of town. He couldn't really come in as a speaker. He was on another assignment. But she has a wealth of knowledge. There's some others got a wealth of knowledge on here, not just me. There's some others got some wealth of knowledge on here. I'm sorry about the Willie Lynch that we couldn't finish the Willie Lynch. Because it was very important, you know. So when we got enough information that, you know, God has sent somebody else to finish the Willie Lynch for us. Apostle Bailey is not able to. And it looked like this far he's not. But we still love him for what he gave us. What he gave us, an understanding that he brought on the Willie Lynch. And so we'll get to it, though. We'll get to it. We had this discussion on Saturdays, but let's just move forward, think up on this input. Nothing goes unwasted, unnoticed on this line. But thank God, because, you know, I know I was going to catch a lot of flack about it, but I don't care about the flack. You know, Jesus called a lot of flack, too. Well, I'm going to catch it. And it's the truth, though. I'm not spreading lies. It's the truth. So we're going to move forward on today. We're going to let Bertie pray. Give us the ending scriptures so we can supply from the line on today. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm coming from Colossians 4, verse 5 and 6. Conduct yourself with wisdom in your interactions with outsiders, non-believers. Make the most of each opportunity, treating it as something precious. Let your speech at all times be gracious and pleasant, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how to answer each one who questions you. Amen. That was Colossians 4, 5, and 6, an amplified version. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the doing of his holy word. Amen.
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 Amen. And remember,
amen.
Tomorrow is Women's Day. Like all the women, invite someone tomorrow. I'm going to structure up the lineup. And, you know, like all you women to participate, women of God, participate in helping. It's not just Women's Day for you to speak. It's Women's Day to address the concerns and needs of lost women too, though. You know, somebody can put out a word to help someone, a woman get off the street or whatever she may be in adultery or something. That's what Women's Day is about also. So we want all the women with the input. Bernie would be your host along with probably EVCS helping her on tomorrow. And then Thursday, it'd be Men's Day. We're going to have a Men's Day. All the men on the line, like you, back on the line on Thursday, so we can the same things to the concerns and needs of men. Because we the one that be slacking all the time. The men don't want to do nothing in the church or anything. They want to lay home and play video games all day and stuff like that. And so I would like all the men that's on the line today be back on, invite another man. And we're going to have the line packed up on Thursday with men. And the women will be in the background supporting us and with a voice to talk, because we need women's perspective too, even on Men's Day. And we need men's perspective even on Women's Day. So we uplift each other in such ways that we edify the body of Christ and lifting up each other. So go with Christ on today. Let Christ go with you. Beware of your surroundings. Love you with the love of Christ. Mean what I say. Say what I mean. In the name of Jesus. Y'all have a wonderful day in Christ on today. Amen.